8 minutes after 8, you and I used to talk about the fun that you could have going to that car park in Chinatown and watching this bloke move cars around on a car park with there not being one spare bit of space.
Mm.
It was incredible.
Or a scratch.
Well, it's... and then the rumour file told us on January 23 of this year that that was going to be no longer because someone had applied to put a restaurant there. And so it is reported on page 13 today that some of Chinatown's eateries have got together to oppose the application on the basis that, I assume, well, we'll find out on what basis, because Maz Salt is the owner of a restaurant called Section 8 and we believe is the person behind Captain Obvious, which is the name of the applicant for a restaurant to go on that space. Maz, good morning to you.
Good morning, gents.
Is the proposed restaurant on the old car park going to be called Captain Obvious?
No, it's going to be called Park.
Park, okay. Mm. So what's your idea of what you want to put there?
We're working with a local architecture firm called Baraka and Wright to convert the open-air car park into a park, hence the name Captain Obvious. We're going to plant some trees, put in a barbecue and serve some wine under a tree.
Okay, is there any canopy at all?
There will be some canopy, yep.
Will there be any connection to the fact that it's in Little Asia?
Other than the fact that my business partner has a couple of other restaurants in the area, no, there's no visual cultural references. I wouldn't presume, or I don't think Baraka and Wright would presume to try to understand what that would mean.
Well, you heard them. Every chance you'd get accused of cultural appropriation. But some of the other restaurants, the Drum, Sharkfin House, Westlake, amongst others, they've objected. Have they objected on the basis that Chinatown should only contain Chinese restaurants?
To be honest, I'm not entirely clear what their objections are. They've mentioned that they don't like the fact that people will be eating and drinking, but coming from restaurateurs, that seems a little strange. I'm really not clear. I've sent them all design packages and menu ideas to talk about this, but I've actually had yet to hear from anyone directly about it.
Well, one of their concerns is that it will create a crowd of drunks. Is there any possibility of that's going to happen?
I'm not sure if a crowd is the right collective noun for people who go to restaurants, but, we all operate licensed premises, so there will be people who consume alcohol. Hopefully they won't all be drunks.
There must be places in Chinatown that aren't Chinese.
There is a multitude of places that aren't Chinese. Immediately adjacent to us, there's about 5 that I can think of off the top of my head. And in the local area, there's a couple of dozen more.
So where do you go to now? It used to be the Liquor Commission.
One of the applicants, in fact, David Yu, owns a Mexican restaurant.
Right, so...
That's in Chinatown.
So do you have... Where do you go now? The Liquor Commission or to VCAT? Or what's the next step?
Well, we have a meeting with council this afternoon, or this, the Future Melbourne Committee, which will pass its August judgment upon our application. And following from that, we see what happens.
Good on you, Maz. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, mate. Have a great day.
Maz Salt, owner of Section 8 and behind the applicant, Captain Obvious. Remember you used to have to go to the Liquor Commission? Did you ever do any work in the Liquor Commission?
No, I didn't.
You had to sort of grease the wheels, as it were. It would help if you sort of were convivial with members, which is why someone I knew put a word before Liquor Commission to describe the way that you got on.